Please stay tuned for a special news announcement following this beeping. Beep, 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 beep.
Oh, I'm so excited for this news announcement.
Well, hey, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for staying tuned after the beeping.
Yes.
I'm here to let you know that there is a new episode of Magic the Amateuring.
Oh my God.
That is on its way to your ears right this moment.
I'm so excited.
Right this moment.
What if I can't wait?
I mean, you're not waiting. You're listening.
Wait
to
a second.
It.
How can you hear me from inside the television?
This television has ears.
Oh, wouldn't that be creepy?
That would be the creepiest thing. Can you like picture like an old school television in your mind right now? Like
yes.
One of the big boxy ones with
the
like
tubes.
With just like one ear on each side, like a human looking ear.
Sick.
On each side. Is that not like actually the creepiest thing?
That's nightmare
to imagine?
Fuel.
That's creepy as F, man.
Yeah, it super is. And it just, you know, it reminds me of like 1984 with the telescreens. Those things could hear you. And they could see you, and you
exactly.
could see them. Same thing.
And you
thing.
Could not turn them off.
No, you could not.
Creepy. Well, everybody, this this episode of Magic the Amateuring is not listening to you as you listen to it.
Isn't it?
Or is it?
Hey, don't do that at work. Stop it.
Shame on
we
you.
We can, we know.
Frankly, shame on
Frankly,
you.
Frankly, it's disgusting, and we know everything.
That's right.
Hey, you, who's listening to us while on the toilet? Stop it. We see you.
Hey, people can listen to us where they want.
Okay. I just hope that one person was actually on the toilet when we
right,
said that.
Right, as you said that. Like they were,
and they're like, oh my God, can it hear me?
That would be amazing.
Hey, tweet at us at MTA Cast if you were on the toilet when we said that. I know you're going to like let some of your personal dignity go, but I think it's for the greater good.
I think
good.
It is for the greater good. To be fair, I think it's really for the greater good. Well, hey, everybody. I'm Megan.
I'm Maria.
And we're the hosts of this podcast, which is on its way to your ears at the moment.
It is.
Called Magic the Amateuring. It's a Magic the Gathering podcast for players who are new or returning to the game. Or anyone who... Maria, do you want to go for it?
Sure. Anybody who likes to feel bubbles coming up from where there's usually troubles. That means laughter
coming
up
from someone who has an agitated stomach?
Somebody who suffers from IBS.
Okay.
On today's episode, we're going to talk all about Pro Tour Origins because that shiz just went down and it was mighty spicy. That was like one meatball that you would have to spit out after it was in your mouth for about 3 seconds. Just
so if you have IBS, you shouldn't listen to this news.
It's going
to
be
about
really
the Pro
spicy.
Tour. Because it's really spicy.
Yes. We have some draft updates for Origins as well as Standard. The Standard environment definitely got a shake up from the Pro Tour.
Uh-huh.
We're also going to talk about Battle for Zendikar, which is the next set that's going to come out. We've got some news for you on that. And I've got a PSA I want to share with you guys later in the episode. So you definitely want to stick around and hear that if you want to better yourself as a magic human. Okay?
Okay.
I'm glad we could agree on this one thing, Megan.
I wasn't listening.
You guys think she's joking, but she was playing on her phone?
I wasn't playing on my phone. I was trying to find the top 8 deck list.
Oh, okay. Good job. You're on the ball.
Thank you. I'm really trying here.
For the noobs, Planeswalkers.
That's right, guys. We've talked about how Planeswalkers work in the past.
Yes,
their
we
functions,
have.
Their design, how you're supposed to use them. But we thought with all of this talk recently of what they're calling the Origins 5, that we would revisit, for those of you who have not heard it before, what the Lorwyn 5 means.
Yes.
And what the Origins 5 will now mean, and why either of those is important to this crazy game we call Magic.
That's right, because once you know your history, you are not doomed to repeat it, as they say.
Exactly, and we wouldn't want you repeating... The Lorwyn 5?
Because that would be plagiarism.
You're
so
right. You're right. We are
we don't
here
want
to
that
prevent
to happen.
You from plagiarizing. So the Lorwyn 5
yeah.
were the original 5 planeswalkers. The first 5 planeswalkers.
That ever happened?
That ever happened, man.
Whoa. Because guess what? Back in Magic's early day?
There were no planeswalkers.
There were no planeswalkers.
Mm-hmm.
actually, Richard Garfield, a.k.a. the inventor of magic, has said he's not a huge fan of planeswalkers.
Really?
Yes.
That's interesting.
Because he didn't make those guys up. You know, they were invented in Lorwyn, which is why we call them the Lorwyn Five.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's not a huge fan, I think, because he thinks that they kind of warp the gameplay state a little too much, and they're expensive. I don't think he likes the fact that they're expensive.
To cast or to buy?
To buy.
To buy. That's fair. But of course, he's also one of the people behind Black Lotus, so...
Yeah, so come on, buddy.
He suck it when it comes to prices. Oh, you don't like that the new Jace is $25? Do you want to go online and try and buy a Black Lotus, Richard Garfield? How about an Ancestral Recall?
I saw a photo today of somebody who had apparently traded their way up to the Power 9.
That's insane.
Traded their way.
That's like a lifetime of collecting.
That's like five lifetimes. Trading up.
Was this person 500 years old?
This person was an old wizard.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
By the name of Gandalf.
Oh. I feel like this is getting confusing.
Are you telling me Gandalf doesn't play magic? Because he certainly does.
Like, that's what, like, he and Saruman used to do when they were buddies.
Yeah, they definitely
did.
They
would, like, sit up in Saruman's tower. They'd be like, oh, hey, what are we going to do? It's like, I don't know. I mean, are you still on mono red aggro? Like, because I'm so sick of you playing that deck.
Do you just want to play some EDH instead?
Fine. Who's your commander?
My commander is going to be the little goblin in the wheelchair.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Cranko?
He's in a wheelchair?
Judge April, who we've had on the show before, who has a cube.
Yeah.
She has a painting of this goblin that she bought at Omaha.
Uh-huh.
That's how I'm remembering him.
I have literally no idea what you're talking about.
I'll figure it out.
Okay.
Anyway, it's been confirmed. You heard it here. Gandalf. Everyone in Lord of the
Rings. Gandalf and Saruman.
Plays magic.
Just chilling together. Chilling together.
All right, so Lorwyn happens. Mm-hmm. They're like, we're going to shake things up and make planeswalkers.
We're
going
to make these things called planeswalkers. Also, we can create story around them. It's also a way to have recurring characters and stories, even when you're moving from plane to plane all the time. Because when you don't have planeswalkers, everything that's on a plane is just stuck there. Unless it gets exiled, in which case I assume it's just thrown into some like void between planes.
No, we decided on an episode long ago that if it's exiled, it goes to the Phantom Zone from Superman.
We did?
Yes.
I don't know that I was around for that.
Really?
I feel like I would have remembered that.
I recall having the argument up in your room when we recorded that episode.
What? I also don't remember that.
Okay. It happened.
My memory is having some issues today.
Yeah.
Well, if you say so. Okay, so they could, right? So it's a way to have also, like, story with characters that you can come back to or that you can see in different places.
Right.
Because they're the only ones that can move between those planes.
And they kind of represent you, too, as a player. In a way. You can identify with them.
Yes,
more
you
so
can.
Than you can identify with, I don't know.
An artifact.
A scryfish.
I mean, I identify with a scryfish pretty hard.
Yeah, you do.
Like,
yeah, you do. I can see that.
Yeah. Like, that's just me. Hey, guys. So the original Lorwyn Five were Chandra, was one for each color. So we can start with white. White was a Johnny. White. Oh my God, my brain today. Blue was Jace. Obviously, everyone knows Jace is always sticking his nose in everything. He's got to be everywhere. So of course he's there at the beginning.
We have a beef with Jace.
Black was Liliana.
Mm-hmm.
Red was Chandra, and green was Garrick.
Yeah, and they were the original ones wandering around.
They're just, you know, chilling, doing their planeswalkery things. And then, you know, because there have been changes in the storylines, because, you know, Liliana went and made Garrick insane.
Yeah.
And he's now insane.
If you want to read on these storylines, by the way, you can.
Yeah.
They exist on the internet.
They certainly do. You can catch up with whatever's going on currently in the Magic Storytime world every Wednesday with Uncharted Realms.
Yeah, on Daily MTG.
It's a fun time.
It is a fun time.
It's real silly.
So there they were, the original Planeswalkers. No one had ever seen a Planeswalker before.
Everyone was like, what?
Whoa, which Jace was this?
I think, I don't want to get this wrong. I think it was Jace Bellerin.
Okay.
But we're going to look it up so that we don't lie to everybody.
I'm looking up this goblin still. It's Duretti Scrapsavant. Is a goblin.
I think he's just in a throne.
That is definitely a wheelchair.
What?
Yeah, because he was the first character in a wheelchair on a card, I believe.
That's actually really cool.
Yeah.
Also, that wheelchair is fucking baller.
I know. Isn't it cool?
Like, holy crap. It's kind of scary. It's got, like, giant tank wheels, but then creepy spider legs up
spider
front.
Spider legs. Spider legs. You know, I've got to love everybody who just screams at their, you know, iPhone or whatever device they're using to listen to us every time we can't think of a card name.
I know, right? They're all just...
Oh, boy. We are single-handedly to blame for many of the sales of Tums and various other Pepto-Bismol things around the U.S.
You think that people...
We give them heartburn, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well,
you keep telling the story. Okay. I can look up Jace.
Well, what were we talking about?
So Lorwyn happened, and now the Origins 5 happened as well, which were not exactly the same because there was no Garrick this time around. Instead, we had Nyssa.
That's right.
Because Garrick turned evil, and he went off
also
and
crazy.
He's murdering planeswalkers.
Yes.
Because
he's real hardcore murder times.
Liliana just was like, I want to make you evil. Here you go.
Johnny's depressed because Elspeth died.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Real bummed.
Mm-hmm.
What? How is that a spoiler? That happened like last year.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, sometimes you give people 3 years to view the film, and if they don't.
What? We have to give them 3 years?
Isn't that the rule? How many years do you give somebody before you ruin a movie for them?
Less than a year.
Megan has no time for that. None.
Less than a year.
So we have a few different crop, but a few of the same planeswalkers this time around for Origins. So that's the Origins 5, quote unquote. So for Battle for Zendikar, which is coming out in the fall, which is a new set, we're returning to Zendikar. Megan and I have actually never visited this plane before.
We're very excited because people seem to like it.
Yeah, people really like Zendikar.
Yeah.
And it had full art lands, so that's basically why I care. And... despite the fact that there's new cards.
Wait, why do you care?
Because I feel like they have to print full art lands in Battle for Zendikar.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
I'm also
very excited for that.
I mean, I don't know. There's going to be an unruly mob at Wizards headquarters demanding it. We're returning to Zendikar with a much of the Origins 5, except we're not going to have Liliana. I've heard that Eugene will be making a comeback.
They've said that he... he appears in the story.
Oh, he appears in the story.
They said,
okay.
I think Eugene and Nahiri, they say Nahiri, they both appear, but they haven't said that they'll be planeswalker cards. But usually when a planeswalker appears in the story.
Usually.
Although Nicole Bolas.
Yeah, Nicole Bolas didn't.
Nicole, I said it like Nicole.
Nicole Bolas.
Nicole.
I'm Nicole Bolas.
I'm Nicole.
Hi. I'm competing for Miss Russia, 2015.
I'm the representative of Miss Russia.
I don't know why she has an American accent.
Because we're not bullish, we can't.
Yeah, we got to get Nicole back on the show. What do you guys say?
Of course, we always do.
Everyone loves Nicole when he comes on the show. He's a great guest, by the way.
He really is.
Great Elder Dragon.
He's you know, great.
So yeah, we're gonna start. So it's good to know what planeswalkers came first, what ones they're recycling. We've seen several iterations of all of these planeswalkers, by the way, over the life of Magic. I mean, we've had Jace Bellerin, we've had quote unquote baby Jace. I don't actually know what card that
okay,
is.
Okay, so
Jace the Mind Sculptor.
I think Jace Bellerin is baby Jace.
Oh, okay.
So these are, or he was, but now Jace Vryn's prodigy is technically baby Jace.
That should be baby Jace.
I mean, it just makes sense. It is baby Jace.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Lorwyn 5 were, it was Jace Bellerin.
Okay.
I think it was all the ones that had their last names.
Sure,
like it was
that
the
makes
last
sense.
Name version since it was their first introduction. So a Johnny Goldmane, Jace Bellerin, Liliana Vess, Chandra Nalar, and Garrick Wildspeaker.
Cool.
So there you go.
So we're going to be, getting these guys back, some familiar faces come fall time.
Yeah.
Maybe some new ones.
Exactly. Oh, well, so no, what they've said is that moving forward, the Magic story isn't going to be centered so much around the Lorwyn 5 as the Origins 5.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That was part of the post today.
Oh, well.
Which means, so the Origins 5 are obviously these 5 planeswalkers that we just saw in Origins.
Orges.
Oranges.
Oranges.
Which were, Chandra and Liliana and Jace. at the center, but then Gideon for mm-hmm. white, and what's his dude? Nissa for green.
What's his dude?
Nissa for green.
Yeah, I kind of like that. I like Nissa a whole lot more than I like Garrick.
I agree. Nissa's story's way awesome. More baller.
She's like cool. She can shoot stuff. She can animate land. But she's not a murderer. You know, those are my criteria of what I look for in a planeswalker.
I mean, yeah. Archery, but not murder archery.
Right.
Is like, right. Mm-hmm. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah. So those ones are going to be we're kind of letting Garrick go off and do his thing for a while.
We're letting him do his crazy thing. Okay. We're letting Ajani do his depressed thing.
And Johnny's going to be sad. Sure.
So, you know, that's the way things are.
What do you hope happens in Zendikar, Megan?
I hope that the Eldrazi don't win. I hope that they manage to beat the Eldrazi.
If they don't beat the Eldrazi, shit's gonna go down.
I mean, it really is.
Those Eldrazi eat worlds.
Worlds.
Nom 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 worlds.
Yes. They are euros of infinite truth and deliciousness.
They're euros.
They are butchers of truth and euro meat and infinite deliciousness.
Is this because you want the...
And they are...
Okay.
They are torn aeons of uneaten euros.
Is this because you want it to be the infinite euro instead of the infinite gyre?
Yes.
Okay.
That's basically what I was just going with. The infinite gyre. I still think that the infinite gyre is like the most baller nickname.
It really is.
It's just like, that's a really cool nickname.
Oh man, do you see that girl coming in? That's the infinite gyre. Whoa. What does Gyre mean? I don't know. Just shut up.
I don't know. Shut up.
Shut up. Show some goddamn respect. That's the infinite Gyre. Your Gyre stops. That Gyre keeps going.
Your Gyre stops.
Your Gyre is finite. Your Gyre has an end. Her Gyre goes on forever. Do you understand what I'm saying about her Gyre?
No, can you?
It's the best looking Gyre I've ever seen. I really need to look up what Gyre means.
Why? But why?
But why ruin this beautiful moment? Well, kiddies, it happened. The Pro Tour happened. It happens but four times a year. And this time...
But four times!
It was in Vancouver, Canada.
Vancouver, British Columbia.
British Columbia! Even though they are no longer... Wait, are they under the Queen's rule?
Canada?
Yeah.
She's on their money.
But I mean, legally?
I have no idea.
Anyway.
They have a prime minister.
Yeah, I know. I just wonder if they're still like a...
I don't think so. I think they're their own place.
Okay. Well, that's where it happened.
We're asking so many questions that people are going to be yelling the answers to us.
Especially since we have quite a few Canadian listeners. So
yeah.
Our apologies. We are stupid Americans.
We know nothing about international
politics.
Here, I'm going
to slap myself for being so dumb.
That sounded really realistic.
That's because I did hit myself.
But like your leg. You
Megan,
didn't, like,
why do you have
face.
To give it away? Do you want me to slap my face?
No.
I'm going to do it.
Don't do it.
Don't you dare lie that I didn't. Okay, ready? Set.
What?
Ow.
Oh my God. Why would you do that?
Because I care, Megan.
Why would you do that?
I care about our Canadian friends.
I only told people that you slapped your leg because I was worried that they'd be worried about you.
Oh, that's nice.
And now they should be, seeing as you just slapped yourself in the face.
It's a personal choice.
Okay.
Do you want to talk about draft first and what we saw in Pro Tour Origins?
Yeah, man. Let's talk about some sick draft decks that we watched.
Show Pro Tour Origins.
Sure, let me tell you.
This was the main takeaways, I think, of Pro Tour Origins draft. Takeaway number one.
It just means a spiral or a vortex.
So I was like, look at how long her vortex is.
Oh boy. Her vortex never stops going.
Oh girl, your vortex never ends.
Weird. Weird.
What an odd compliment. So takeaway number one.
Wait, it can also be a verb.
What?
Meaning to whirl or to gyrate.
So girl, I want to gyre your gyre. Could be a sentence I could say.
I want to whirl your vortex.
Yep. That's some sexy talk,
man.
Right there.
Jeez.
All right. What a pickup line. Mm-hmm. So, tip number one.
Yeah, tip number one.
Takeaway number one, rather.
Yeah.
Two drops.
Yeah.
Gotta have them.
Gotta have them. This format is so easy to glut on, like, four drops.
Oh, four drops are so heavy.
So many four drops. So many of them. Pick up those two drops, bros.
Yep. Top and Freeblade, my number one bro, for sure.
He's a pretty good bro. But people have really, you know, what's that cleric? Cleric of the Forward Order, the 2/2 that gains you 2 life?
Yeah, mm-hmm, just fine.
People at first were just like, this is a 2/2 for 2. But now it's like, yeah, I'll play that thing.
You need those Timber Pack Wolves, which if you have more than one on the battlefield, like,
it's pretty sick.
It's pretty good, you guys. Pretty sick. Pretty good.
Sick.
So yeah, two drops, because this format can be very fast. I think one of the better decks is red-white. And that deck obviously is Boros, and Boros is obviously very quick. So you've got to be able to defend yourself against that. Even if you are playing controlling build, you've got to pick up those Shambling Ghouls in black if you want to stay alive, or those Scryfishes in blue.
Ha, 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 ha. Staying alive.
Or those elves if you're in green, just to block sometimes, not even to ramp your mana.
Or just like I love Elvish Visionary.
I mean, that card's great.
That is one of my favorite cards.
Yeah. And the art is fantastic.
It looks great. It's very pretty.
So yeah, two drops, takeaway number one.
Mm-hmm.
Takeaway number two, this was a message I kept hearing repeated again and again. We don't like green. We don't want to play green.
Yes.
I can't say I agree with that message.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think green's all right. As I mentioned, I love Elvish Visionaries.
Right? And you have to answer Rock Smallers. You can't just let it sit there.
No, you can't just let that 4/4 sit there.
Unless, I mean, it has trample. Your Thopters aren't even going to stop it.
No.
So I don't know why people are so down on green. I think it's just fine.
I feel like every core set, people are down on the big, dumb creatures.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just doing the best they can, you guys. They're just trying to do what they can.
Yeah, give them some credit.
Give them some cred.
So did you have, I mean, we saw somebody play, like, what was it, the 8 Undead Servant deck?
Yes.
On camera. Which was insane.
That's a thing.
That happened.
That's a thing.
We saw somebody play the...
The 4 Enthralling Victor deck.
There was 4 of them?
Were there only 3?
I thought there was, oh man, I can't remember how many there were. I know what you're talking about, though.
There were at least 3.
Wow.
And there might have been 4, and there were, like, a lot of Nantuko husks. And
take your dude. And goodbye.
Fiery Falls going around.
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
No, I was going to talk about the Dreadwater deck. So we saw somebody on the mill plan with 2 copies of Dreadwater, I believe, and maybe it was more, and 2 copies of Sphinx's Tutelage.
Oh, yeah. We did get to see, was it Paul?
That was Ben Stark.
Oh, I was thinking of also the game where we watched Paul Rietzel mill Paul Chion out.
Oh, really?
I know it was a Paul v. Paul.
Situation. Oh, but there was definitely a Paul v. Paul.
There was a Paul v. Paul, and I think Paul Chion was playing creatures, and the other Paul was just playing, you know, mill you out. And we got to watch the mill situation.
And
we
it happened?
We got to watch him die via mill.
Oh, that's awesome. I must have been asleep during that part.
What? I'm pretty sure we were at your house.
You know, Megan, sometimes I look like I'm awake, but I'm actually asleep.
Oh, sometimes you look like you're drafting on Modo, but you're actually asleep?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Okay. Megan and I drafted while watching the Pro Tour. It was Magic Central.
It really was.
It was pretty great. Yes.
So yeah, it was cool to see kind of like the, it was cool to see the mill plan taken to the extremes.
Yeah.
It was cool to see the sacrifice deck taken to the extremes. From recent experience, Maria and I can tell you that the enchantments deck taken to extremes is still blows.
We didn't even draft a good version of it, though.
No, it just sucked. I don't know that there is a good version.
We'd streamed the other night. If you guys want to watch it, go to twitch.tv/magicTheAmaturing. It's archived broadcast. It was a bit of a train wreck, but it was a fun train wreck.
It was the most fun train wreck.
I think that's what developers in Magic want to hear most. Like, if it's a train wreck, I hope at least it's fun train wreck.
I hope it was at least a fun train wreck.
Yeah.
It was a fantastic train wreck.
Yeah, so draft seemed really fun. A lot of diverse archetypes that we got to see play against each other. Like we said, you do need 2 drops because this format can be quick. But at the same time, that doesn't mean you can't play a more controlling build.
Yeah.
So yeah, I give kudos to everybody who designed the set. I think it's turning out great so far.
Turning out pretty superb, pretty stellar, pretty good.
Great. You're like a human my insult failed!
Yeah.
You cast cancel on my insult.
I was trying to do the hand
motion. It's like those two fingers.
I don't know. Yeah. Anyways, so yeah, watching that draft was sweet. I loved seeing players even at the Pro Tour go deep on a deck like a Sphinx's tutelage deck. I just think it's so awesome to watch, and it's so cool when it works out.
Yeah, I love it.
It's very cool.
Standard also caused a big splash at the Pro Tour.
Holy snap!
Yeah, because there's some decks that people weren't expecting that showed up.
Yeah, absolutely there were.
So we should mention the player who won was Joel Larsson, a.k.a. the Swedish Kibler, a.k.a. he can just be his own man now because he's won a Pro Tour.
He can just be his own man now.
He has amazing hair. Kudos.
Yeah.
Yeah, he won with Burn.
He certainly did. It was kind of like, it was like a red aggro.
Red aggro. Just, yeah, yeah.
It wasn't just burning people. There was a lot of, you know, there were a lot of some goblins going on and some satyrs and some attackers.
The 2/1 that lets you play the Abbot of Carol Keep, who lets you play a card off the top of your library.
Yeah, exiles the top card. We saw some Zergo Bellstrikers, the new legendary one. The 2/2.
Yeah, the demoted Zergo.
Demoted Zergo.
The final match was pretty crazy. It went to game 5.
Yeah.
Well,
from there it wasn't so crazy.
No, from there it was just sad.
From there it was very sad. We watched Mike Sigrist mulligan to 3.
It was pretty brutal.
And
the thing is it's too bad because the deck he was playing was also extremely cool.
So cool. I really love this deck.
I love this deck too.
I'm going to go through this deck list really quickly.
Please.
Just so we can marvel over it because I love it
so
much. It's so
creative.
It really is. So it has 4 Chief of the Foundry, which is those 3-mana 2/3s that give other artifacts +1/+1.
This deck is called Red Blue.
What is it?
Let's artifacts.
Red Blue Red and Soul Artifact.
And Soul Artifact. Yep.
4 Hangerback Walker.
Yes.
Our new rare friend.
AKA new nickname for that card, Christopher Walken. Please continue.
Okay, 4 Christopher Walken. 4 Ornithopter, our old O2 flying friend.
Man, I forget that card is legal.
I know. I forget that people think it's okay to play it.
It is in this deck.
It certainly is. I mean, look at them. They found a way to make it work. 4 Phyrexian Revoker, which is kind of just like a nice utility card. You can stop them from activating abilities of other cards. 4 Whirler Rogue.
Yes, queen.
Yes, our 2 blue for a 2/2 +2 Thopters friend.
I love that this card is in standard.
It's pretty great. It's
because
pretty
this
great.
Doesn't seem like a card you could play in standard.
No.
That's why I love it.
Just because it's 4 mana?
Because it's 4 mana, 2 of it's blue.
It's crazy.
It's like
powerful.
Kind of a derp. I mean, it's not a real derp, but it's like a creature. It's not like gaining you 4 life and is a 4/5. You know what I mean?
What? Oh, Sea Drino. And then we have collateral damage for Shrapnel Blast, which is 5 damage if you plus sacking an artifact. 3 Stubborn Denial. 4 Ghostfire Blades. 3 Springleaf Drums. 4 Darksteel Citadel. 4 Ensoul Artifact,
yes,
of
scissors.
Course. A Foundry of the Consoles in the lands.
That will gain you life.
What? Foundry of the Consoles? That's the one that you can put Thopters into play.
Oh, you're right. Never mind. Which one am I thinking of?
I have no idea which
dragon,
one you're thinking
of. Tomb of the Spirit Dragon?
Maybe.
Continue.
Anyways, well, that's pretty much it.
Okay, so we love
this
deck.
That's it from the main deck. We love it.
Great job, whoever invented this deck.
It's beautiful. It's really cool. It's sad that the tournament had to end the way that it did.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, I mean...
The world is the way the world is. Variants and all.
That's really deep, Megan.
Thanks.
Yeah, Tomb of the Spirit Dragon. Tap, add 1 to your mana pool. 2, tap, you gain 1 life for each colorless creature you control.
Oh. Okay.
So that deck was not playing it, though?
No.
Okay.
I was just giving people more reason to yell answers at us.
Oh, I see. Great job. Great job.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we also saw, you know, the classic ones like... green devotion. We had that happening. What else did you have in the top 8 over there?
There was some Abzan Control, which Matt Sperling was playing. There was a boatload of red aggro running around.
Yeah, there was.
Were there three copies? I want to say that there were three copies in the top eight. So three copies of that, an Insol Artifact, an Abzan Megamorph, an Abzan Control. And I don't remember what the last two were.
A lot of people were kind of down on Burn. And I mean, they have, or Mono Red rather, Aggro. And they have been for a long time. That's nothing new. Yeah. But I just want to say it on this show so that it gets said. That is not an easy deck to play.
No, it takes a lot of skill.
You have to know when to go to the face, when to go to the creature, how to sequence your spells.
You really do.
Let's just put that old rumor to rest, shall we? Okay. Glad that's never going to come up again, because we've just put a nail in the coffin.
Yeah.
So, yeah, exciting
stuff.
If you want to
talk smack about red aggro, you can, because it sucks to play against.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I won't lie. It's not fun.
But don't be down on the players who play it. Because, you know what? They're practicing. They're practicing real hard.
In this case, don't hate the player, and also don't hate the game.
Boom. Knowledge dropped. So a couple of decks that we didn't mention that were in the top eight were a green-red devotion deck, which is featuring two of our new planeswalker friend Nissa, who we all agree is very cool.
Yep.
And we all like her a lot. Let's see.
Did you guys know that I turned into Nissa this past weekend?
You turned into?
Yeah, because I went and shot bow and arrow.
Oh.
I felt like I imagined I was Nissa when I was there on the range.
That's...
just taken down.
All right. So it seems like there were just a crap ton of red aggro
okay.
lists. Two of these blue-red Insol Artifact lists. And then a green-red Devotion, an Abzan Megamorph, and an Abzan Control.
Perf. Pro Tour Hall of Fame. Hey,
yeah,
guys. We talked about the Hall of Fame a couple episodes ago, and we just want to throw a quick update bone your way.
Because we all know that we're all dogs for news.
Yeah, we are. For magic news.
Mm-hmm.
We had three inductees this year.
Yeah, we did.
The person who came in first with the most percentage of votes was Eric Froelich.
Which I think almost nobody was surprised.
Not a surprise.
Unless you have been hiding inside of a house without internet, television, or phone connection.
You're Amish.
For the last several months, yes.
Do you think Amish people could play magic?
I mean, yeah, why not?
Number two was Shota Yasaoka.
Wait, could they?
I was about to say
tweet at us if you're Amish and you play magic. That's not going to work out.
I don't see why they couldn't, but also...
tweet at us if you know someone who's Amish, if you're in Amish a community, person. If you're like in Pennsylvania or something.
I'll also accept Mennonite playing magic.
Yeah.
I want
to
know.
I just don't know. I just don't know what they're allowed to use and they're not. Like, are they allowed to use magic cards?
Or does
because
it seem
they're
like
made
it's...
with, because they're made using, you know.
No, they can use that stuff. They can use that
are
stuff.
They?
They go to school until like eighth grade.
Oh, okay.
So it's just like if their parents thought it was like a bad game.
Yeah. Do you remember the movie Kingpin?
No, I never saw it.
Okay. I think I'm thinking of the movie that I'm thinking of. Also, I saw it.
It's the most Megan sense I've ever heard.
it's about an Amish kid who is a great bowler.
Oh, that sounds it should be called that.
Weird dark comedy. Anyways, I was just thinking about how there should be like basically Kingpin but with magic, where it's like a kid who is going to school and
that's
he's
great.
Amish and he learns how to play magic with his contemporary schoolmates, but then like he's done with eighth grade and he's supposed to not play magic anymore.
Oh, man.
But he wants to be a magic pro tour champion.
Classic love story.
That's going to be the magic movie, you guys.
You know, I did a video about Amish.
Yeah.
They allowed me to come into one of their communities in rural Minnesota in the south and film them. And it was awesome. I loved it. And we talked to a few of them, did interviews.
Yeah.
We couldn't, you know, film their faces.
Yeah.
But the kids were like running around and had the cutest little German accents. And they were just, the thing that struck me the most was like, oh yeah, I used to live in the English world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after Rumspringa or whatever. I lived there for a few years. I worked construction in Florida. And he was like, you know, and then I came home because, you know, our life is really busy. Like, we get up at 5 a.m. We work so hard all day, but we're not as stressed as you.
Yeah.
And I was like, fair play.
I believe that. I believe that 100%. Fair
play. Anyway, so we've got...
What were we talking about?
The Hall of Fame.
The Hall of Fame. No one was... I believe almost no one was surprised. Eric Froelich up at the top.
And then Shota was in second.
Yep, Shota Yasuoka, which is pretty cool.
And third was Willie Adel.
Willie Adel. Yeah. He is a believe Brazilian player.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the last few times that ballots have been out, people have been kind of throwing his name around. People have argued that he doesn't have as many accomplishments necessarily as some of the other inductees to the Hall of Fame, but also that he's done a lot for the South American Magic community.
Right.
Especially since, like, it's harder. We really get so many North American GPs.
We're spoiled. You know,
we complain about it because there's never any in the Midwest, but imagine living,
yeah,
living in, you know, no, South America, and you get, like, one Grand Prix every year.
Sad.
And that's all that's, like, on the entire continent on which you live.
Yeah.
That is rough beats.
Just getting edged out were Justin Gary and Martin Yuza this year.
So you never know. Yeah. It could be their day in the sun someday.
Perhaps next year. We shall see.
Sunday, someday.
Sunday, somehow. So, anyway.
Other news.
Yeah.
This, because we did hear the Pro Tour, or the Pro Tour Hall of Fame, because this is the last Pro Tour of this season.
Mm-hmm.
And so we also got some Player of the Year
Player
news.
Player of the Year!
Holy cows.
What an upset.
Yes. So there were a lot of people in contention going into the PT.
Yep.
I think, you know, like 3 points separated first, second, and third.
Yeah, it was anybody's game.
It was neck and neck and neck and neck and neck. And then, slowly over the weekend, the contenders dropped away one by one. And at first it seemed like Ifro had locked it.
Because he kept winning.
Yep. He won enough to get points to put him out of the reach of a couple of players. A couple of players who were close, you know, kind of just didn't get the points that they needed. But then,
Mike Sigrist.
Dark horse.
That he was.
Came
from behind. In a not dirty way.
And he needed to finish first or second. He needed to make the finals.
And he did. Yep, he finished second, so...
Congratulations to Mike
Sigrist. Congrats to Sigrist.
Very, very impressive, very impressive.
Getting run. Getting Siggy with it.
Very impressive finish.
Yep, absolutely.
Very cool.
The other big news coming out of the Pro Tour, obviously, was the Scry rule, which everybody was testing out.
Yes.
How did that go? I mean, I wasn't in the players' seats watching it happen.
No.
And feeling all the feels when I get to scry one after mulliganing. But the consensus...
It seems like it will be such a relieving feeling.
I think it'll be an amazing feeling.
Yeah.
The consensus seemed to be that people really liked it for draft.
Yeah.
They were 100% on board for draft.
Yeah.
But they were not as 100% on board for constructed with it.
Interesting. I had not heard those whispers.
Yes, those are the whispers. Not sure how legitimate those whispers are yet. I mean, the sample size is pretty small, at least that we've seen out here in the human world, as to how it works so far.
Because, you know, everyone on the Pro Tour is robots.
No, I mean, like, Wizards was testing it.
Oh.
Behind the scenes.
And all of Wizards are robots.
Yes. I mean, everybody knows that.
Oh, okay.
Why do you think it's called Robo Rosewater?
Oh, you're right.
Because it's just the robot, Mark Rosewater, who is a robot. In his sleep, he dreams up those crazy cards.
So when he's awake and conscious is when he makes, like, the real set?
Yes.
And when he's asleep when he dreams those insane cards?
Those cards come out. I mean, your dreams are kind of like life, but weird, right?
Yeah.
Same thing.
No, you're totally on it and correct.
So, like, yeah. Scry rule. Apparently, the other rumor, I don't know how confirmed it is mm-hmm. that it's going to show up on Magic Online.
I really hope so. I've heard that is a way for them to collect more data on it.
Yes.
I don't know what kind of data they're going to collect.
I mean, like
if it makes players who go to 6 cards more likely to win, if it makes players who go to 5 cards more likely to win, if it makes players less likely to mulligan to 5 after they've already mulliganed to six?
I don't know how you test that.
I assume that's all the kinds of data. Well, you look at the number of times, like you look at the percentage of times that people mulligan to five versus the percentage of times that people mulligan to six is probably the kind of data that you would look at.
The easiest way to test, of course, is to test match wins after a mulligan and see if it goes up compared to where it is currently.
Yes.
And even if it goes up a few percentage points, that is a good thing.
I agree. We always say that variance is part of what makes Magic a good game, but sometimes it's part of what makes Magic an imperfect game still.
Let's make our union more perfect, Magic. Put that on your money.
Oh man, we the people, in order to form a more perfect union.
Of magic. Is this Schoolhouse Rock?
Yeah, but I don't think I got the tune right. What are you laughing at?
Because I'm just imagining the real tune and then also remembering what you just sang.
Do you imagine the real do you know the real tune?
I don't know, I wasn't super far off. Conjunction Junction.
What's your function?
Okay, I don't remember that tune either.
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses. Conjunction Junction, what's your function?
That's it.
And button or will get you pretty far.
What about I'm just a bill?
Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill.
Why do you know all of this?
I came up from the city. Now I sit here and wait.
Send help. I'm at Megan's house.
The shot heard round the world.
She's lost it.
Was the start of the revolution. Oh, the minute men were ready on the move.
I can't take this much more.
Get your powder. Get your gun.
I haven't had food for 3 days.
Report to General Washington.
I'm dehydrated. All I've been doing is listening to Schoolhouse Rock songs. Oh, thank God. Are you done?
I don't know. Am I?
I don't know. Are you?
Am I?
I'm so terrified right now of what's coming next. Oh, God. What are you doing?
In 1787, I'm told our founding fathers didn't.
Which one is this?
To write a list of principles.
I think this is the one that I was thinking of. Hold on.
Great banjo.
Okay, I'm pretty sure this is the preamble, which is what I was singing from.
They put those principles down on paper.
Oh my gosh. Come on.
It's definitely further into the song.
Oh, here we go. Come on.
Is it really happening?
Yes, it's about to happen.
The anticipation is killing me.
Oh, come on. I wasn't that far off.
No, you
weren't.
I wasn't that far off. All right. I'll give you a pass on that.
Thank you.
Hey, you guys, what do you think about the Pro Tour? Did you enjoy watching it? What do you think of the new Scry rule? Are you excited to play?
Interjections.
Okay.
So excitement or emotion.
Ah!
Okay, I'm done.
I don't believe you.
I'm done.
If you want to play in Soul Artifact, or perhaps you want to play Mono Red, tweet at us at MTAcast.
Let us know. I might have to give that in Soul Artifact a try.
I know, it looks so
like,
fun.
It just looked so cool.
Anytime I can make anything into scissors, I will do it.
Anything?
Anything, Megan.
What if I told you can make your phone into scissors, but it wouldn't be a phone anymore?
Okay, but it probably also wouldn't be scissors. It would be a pile of garbage.
No, but I'm saying, if you could make your phone into scissors, but it wouldn't be your phone anymore, would you?
No.
So you wouldn't make anything into scissors,
okay.
Is what you're saying.
I'd make anything inferior to scissors into scissors.
Okay, that's fair.
So like a piece of trash, scissors. Oh, a dead bird, scissors.
A slice of pizza?
No. Are you kidding me? Pizza's definitely over scissors. In
McDonald's
life.
Fries.
No, no way.
Wow.
I love McDonald's fries.
Really?
Yes. They're my favorite fries.
What?
I know. It's a really hot button issue. Most people don't agree with me.
Well, I mean, I know where I stand.
Where do you stand? You'd make scissors out of fries?
Yes.
Get out of my sight.
What? I won't.
Fine.
So
anyway, Pro Tour.
That was some sweet news. If there's any deck in particular that you liked, give us a shout, give us a holler, give us a hoot, give us a pout.
Yeah, in 2016, we also learned there's going to be a GP in Minnesota, so...
Yeah, make plans to come out and visit, and we'll say be hi. Playing there.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll be real excited.
Maybe there'll still be an Artifact deck then.
Maybe.
Who knows?
One can hope. I think in Soul Artifact is rotating out, though, which is going to be really
scissors
sad.
Scissors 2.0. They'll make some new scissors.
I hope so.
Fingers crossed.
Did we talk about Battle for Zendikar at all?
Yeah, at the start of the show.
But did we mention that there's going to be Landfall?
Is there for sure going to be Landfall?
Yeah, because they printed that card that has Landfall on it.
Which card?
The Avenger for Avenger of Zendikar.
That's right. There's been some cards spoiled for
There's just
BFC.
Avenger and an Eldrazi.
Yep.
And the Eldrazi did not have Annihilate.
No.
So.
I don't think they like Annihilator.
I mean, it does seem like a really punishing.
It is devastating. Like, let's just say that.
Exactly. It's very bomby. So, yeah, there will be Landfall. There will, it does, at least right now, it looks like there will not be Annihilate.
Well.
Although, how could you reprint Emrakul or Kozilek or
maybe it'll just be Ulamog. On, like, those ones. I don't know.
Or maybe they won't reprint them. But I wonder if that shows part Emrakul. Of the story of, like, the Eldrazi are less powerful. Somehow there's magic worked, so they're not as powerful
yeah,
as they were.
That's a good point. And we did, Emrakul was in Modern Masters, too, yeah. So. Yeah.
There you go, man.
Okay, well... Well, I'm looking
you guys,
forward.
We really are. I'm super excited about it.
Hold yeah. on, I'm going to slap myself again.
Maria, don't do it!
Ow. Magic PSA.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Hey everybody out there, it's me, Maria Bartholdi, your host of Magic the Amateuring, along with Megan here, and we have a very important message for you out there.
Hey guys.
Let's get serious and let's get real.
We all know that there are some lessons in life that we all need to take to heart.
Yeah.
Stuff that can't be taken lightly or else it could ruin your life.
It really could. And this is a message to deal with something out there that I think has been widely ignored.
Yeah.
Ever since the release of Magic Origins. And I personally am really kind of offended by that.
I'm not offended so much as I'm worried.
Disappointed.
I'm worried for everybody.
Yeah, me too. What we're talking about is the card War Oracle.
Yeah.
If you know it, it costs 2 white-white, and it's a 3/3 with lifelink, and it has Renown 1.
Good. It's a good card.
It's a great card. It's a threat that must be dealt with.
Yeah.
You know,
it can
just
swing
solid.
A game.
It can swing a game. It can get you back in a game if you're out of a game.
Absolutely.
The thing I want to say is a lot of people are casting this card and calling it War Oracle. And I think, I'm just going to say it, I think that's wrong.
I think it's a mistake that people don't know that they're making, or they don't know how much it hurts us.
Well, this is why we've decided to make this PSA, because from this moment on, if you cast War Oracle and don't call it Waracle, I am going to fucking punch you.
Maria, that's not...
What?
Maria?
What?
I think we could say something like...
Like what?
If you cast this card and you don't call it Waracle, you'll be roundly scolded.
I will roundly scold you. I will scold your round parts.
That sounded worse. I'm sorry. Go back to what you said before.
Anyway, call this card Waracle for the love of God.
Yeah.
It only makes sense.
Yep. Portmanteau that shit.
The more you know.
Do 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 do. Well, everybody, that has been yet another episode of Magic the Amateuring. We've made it to the end, as have you, if you're listening to this.
If you died halfway through, we're sorry.
Oh, man.
If you died halfway through and you're on the toilet, tweet at us, because that is a crazy coincidence.
Also, is your name Elvis?
Yeah. Did he die on the toilet?
Didn't he? Or is that just like an urban legend?
I don't know. I know that guy from Pulp Fiction definitely died on the toilet.
What?
John Travolta was shot on the toilet.
But not in real life.
No!
I thought you meant the actor. I was like, Maria, John Travolta's alive and making really weird decisions about his career, so...
No, in the movie.
Okay.
Talk about spoiler alert. Anyway, Yeah, thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks so much for joining us for yet another episode. Remember that if you want to send us a message, you can catch us at MTAcast on Twitter, or you can send us an email at magicTheAmaturing@gmail.com. You can also find us on Magic Online. I am Ice Cream Socialist.
And I'm Horny_Unicorny. I love when people chat me up. Sometimes I'm drafting, so I apologize if I don't respond right away. We've got a Patreon too out there, you guys. We're mm-hmm. almost at our $200 goal, and when we hit that, something really cool happens. So if this show is any benefit to you every week, if it makes you laugh, if it makes you cry, if you're like, what have I done with my life at the end of every episode, I've flushed yet another Oliver down the toilet, consider donating. Because we would love to have your support. It means so much to us, and it means a better show for you guys. So
absolutely,
we would love to have you there.
And yeah, catch us on iTunes, on themeatery.org,
yes,
on mtgcast.com,
yes,
and on Stitcher.
Yeah.
So there you go.
We're all the places.
Please, please continue to listen.
Yeah, make sure you get your ears tuned up for next episode, because we're about to blow out your eardrums.
Right now?
No, next episode.
Oh.
They're fine for
now.
No,
then you should wait to tune them after.
Oh, I'm just like, clean them out so that
I'm saying just like schedule an ear tuning for
okay.
after you plan to listen to the next episode.
Yes.
So you can like plan it in advance.
Yes.
You can listen to our episode on Tuesday and then like already have an ear tuning that you've scheduled to go to on Wednesday.
Great plan.
Yeah.
Great plan.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Okay, bye.
Bye.